Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest interviewer is Ted Woodward. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Well, thank you, Steve.
And I've hosted this weekly public affairs program since late 1999.
Oh, my.
And I got to thinking the other day, that's roughly 1,200 shows.
Hmm.
And I'm going to retire at the end of the year, and I've invited Ted to interview me. So, Ted, here we go.
This could be huge, or it might be a major flop.
Could be awful. We're going to find out.
We'll see what happens here. Well, I'm so honored to be able to interview you for this final show. And let's just go back to the beginning. Where was Steve McIntosh born?
I was born in Fowler, Kansas. It's just west of Meade out there, right out in the southwest corner of the state. They had a little hospital there. As a matter of fact, my older brother, just older than Mike, was also born there. We lived at Meade for a while when I was little.
Your dad kind of amplified Kansas. You have Kansas in your DNA.
Well, my dad was born on Kansas Day.
Yeah, well, see.
In 1920. And grew up in southeast Kansas. He was running around, when he was a kid running around, when Bonnie and Clyde and all those people were down there, he was fascinated by those gangsters and Pretty Boy Floyd. He was always talking about them. So, yeah, he was a traveling salesman. He worked for Standard Oil for about 25 years as a dealer rep, which meant he went around to the little service stations and made sure they had enough tires and batteries. Great job for 25 years. They downsized, started laying off guys his age, World War II guys, and back from World War II. And then he was laid off for a while, finally got into the insurance yep. game. And for about the past 20 years of his life, made some pretty good money. But, he came out of the war in 45. And my mom lived in this little town called Roselle, way out there by Larned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dad went out there and got a job with Standard Oil as a tanker truck driver. These are little tanker trucks that would take gasoline out to the farmers. And he loved that because he got to know all these farmers.
Of course.
He had his .22 rifle with him so he could shoot a rabbit if he wanted to. He loved that. Finally, he got on with a big company and he got promoted. So there you go. There's dad.
Having lived in Kansas your entire life, what does that mean to you? And how do you feel about being a lifelong resident of this state?
I think that most people, if they are like me, or most people think, okay, this is home. I mean, I go to visit these really neat places.
Yeah.
Been to Europe, been to all these great places. I say, that's nice. But then this is kind of a home. It's very homey to me. The pace is slower here than anywhere else. And usually the people are pretty darn nice, pretty friendly. but I get aggravated with them sometimes. But the people are good. People always complain about the taxes. I don't think the taxes are high. Cost of living is pretty good. I mean, all my family's here. So there you go.
Yeah. When did the move to Wichita happen?
The move to which by my family growing up? We lived in Meade for a while when I was very little. We moved to Newton for a while.
Really?
And I don't remember that. Then we moved into Wichita to on Spruce over by the Boulevard Theater over there and went to Epworth Methodist Church. Then from there, we moved out onto a Fountain out further east, and I went to Jefferson Grade School for a half a year. And then from there, we moved to Kingman, Kansas, stayed there for 3.5 years. And moved to Dodge City and stayed there for about 6 months. And then we came home when I was about, 10, 11?
Okay.
In 1960, 61. And we ended up on the west side of Wichita. And from then on, we were on the west side of Wichita in Westlake.
Yeah, in your high school years at Wichita West.
Wichita West. An exciting place in those days because we didn't have Northwest.
Yeah, that was.
And the west side was starting to really boom. There was a lot of baby boomers, and in my block, Ted, we were at 800 block of Peterson. In my block, I counted on our side of the street 15 boys.
Wow.
And I think 2 girls. And on the other side of the street, there was a couple of girls. So we outnumbered them. But, there was something going on all the time in the neighborhood. We're about a block from the swimming pool, a block from the grade school. It was a neat place.
So after high school at West, you start to get into your college age years, and that's the time when we all start thinking about what am I going to do for a living in my life? What were your job prospects coming out of West High School and heading into that part of your life?
I really hadn't gotten much thought. I think broadcasting was in the back of my mind, but I started at Friends University and then went there for about a year. I didn't want to do this. Of course, it's about that time if I didn't do something, I was going to get drafted. So. I stayed up at night and I watched Johnny Carson and I'd watch until they went off the air and I'd watch and there's this commercial would come on and this guy would be talking about broadcasting.
Yeah.
I wanted to get into broadcasting, radio, and it was a Columbia School of Broadcasting. So I said, that sounds pretty cool. Finally, I just said, Dad, I'd like to try this. He says, all right. So I made the call. Guy comes out to the house, tells us all about it, and he says, it's going to cost you $700.
Ooh.
I didn't have $700.
Yeah.
Dad barely had it, but he said, I'll do this if you think you can do it. And he financed it, and I did this correspondence course, and that's the way I got my foot in the door, I guess.
Yeah. Did you know you had talent in that area? Do you have good diction? Did you have a good voice? Or is this something that you just kind of had inside you?
No, I think, in school.
Yeah.
You're growing up, and whenever there's time for somebody to read out loud in front of the class, I was picked all the time.
Well, see, there was something there.
I knew how to read, and I knew how to express what I was reading. I'm not telling you, you can read like this, or you can read like this, So I love sports. I loved listening to radio and sports. Loved baseball. Loved the play-by-play. So, yeah, I thought, I would – My friend, one of my friends the other day said, I remember going to basketball games when we were in high school. He said, and you would sit there and do a play-by-play for the whole game, just making it up as you went along. He said it was great. And I didn't pursue that part of it. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, I had that written down. I know sports is a big part of your life. That's something you did and have followed all the years.
Till I was 18 or so, that was my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, and my brothers. I had two brothers who were athletes. Competitive athletes, and that's the way I defined myself. And somewhere along the line, after a couple of years of football, I decided, when you're out there and you're 130 pounds and these guys are knocking the hell out of you, it's probably not where I'm going to go. I won't last very long. Basketball, I think I was best at basketball, but I knew that I wasn't going to go too far. And baseball, pretty soon I figured out that my arm wasn't strong enough, and I wasn't. Anyway, it came to my mind, I'm probably not going to make a living out of sports. So I started thinking of other things.
Honing in on other things. Yeah. And that brings us into you being in the radio business now for decades in the Wichita area. And getting that first radio job, I'm sure it had to be a little scary and had to be a thrill.
I always had a couple of opportunities. I interviewed at in Hutchinson. I can't remember if it was KWBW or KWHK. There was two of them. And they were right in downtown, right on Main Street. And they had a play-by-play job, but I had no experience. And the guy, I think it was Dan Deming. Dan interviewed me. He was very nice about it, but nothing ever came of it. So I said, oh, shit. And where else did I interview? I guess that's about it. But, I know. You know, I was KLAO, which was a big AM.
Huge.
I had word that they might need somebody, and I called out there, and the news director, I'm not going to remember the guy's name, a nice enough guy, but he just, he kind of blew me off. He was pretty, kind of snotty about the whole thing, so. Anyway, several years later, he was out of work and came to me for a job.
Wow.
That's the way radio works.
Oh,
worked.
Yeah.
So, what was your question?
I don't know. I don't remember. But you look back, and I know you've been asked this question here when you...
Oh, how did I get in? Okay, that's a good story, because my brother Mike hung out at a lot of nightclubs at the time, and he says, hey, I met this guy named Little John. And he's the FM, he's a program director at Channel 97, which was KFH Underground. Their rock music was way out there. And I told him I got a brother might get interested in radio. So Mike arranged for me to talk to Little John. And we went up, and the KFH was back in the Lassen Hotel, up there about, I don't know, 11-7 stories. But anyway, I go up there. It's a very nice man. He says, well, have you got a tape? I said, no, I don't. You know,
He
says, well, he said, I don't have anything. But Rippey might have something over there on KFH AM. So I go, and this guy's name is Dick Rippey, and they call him the Round Mound of Sound. The guy is, he's big. Not terribly gross, but he's a big guy. Beautiful voice.
Yeah, great voice.
Beautiful voice. And he says, well, you don't have a tape? No. I says, well, let's go to the studio, and we'll make one. He gives me some copy. I go in there and make this little tape, and he says, all right, he says, we'll let you know, because which means.
Okay.
In the meantime, he said, one of those two, either Rippey, I think it was Rippey, somebody call somebody here. So he calls Chuck Schechner at KWBB and says, hey, why don't you go talk to Chuck? He says, he may have a job. So I go out there and talk to Chuck Schechner at KWBB, 1410 on your AM dial, home of the Happy Hot Shots. And he says, listens to my little tape, he says, he says, we're looking for somebody. He says, Schwartzell, Mark's going to go in the Army here, or the Navy, in 2 weeks, so I got to find somebody. He says, I'll let you know.
Oh, all right, great.
So I'm thinking, okay. So a couple days later, I call him back. Oh, I haven't really talked to the manager yet. I'll let you know. Anyway, I called him about three times. Finally, he gave up. Said, all right, come on in.
Hey, good job.
Sometimes you just got to be persistent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get your foot in the door.
You bet.
I know you've been asked this looking. It's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's got to be hard to look back over 55 years and think about the business, how the business has changed, how you have changed in those 55 years. And I know you remarked how fast it has gone.
Broadcasting was set up, especially radio, especially as a deal where each station was owned by a person or persons.
That's how it used
and
to be.
And sometimes the chain would grow to three or four stations. Ooh. At little towns.
Right.
Nothing like we've got now.
Yeah, it's different.
So what I tell the story about when I was at KEYN back in the 70s. My office, I was the news director and morning news guy. My office over across the hall was the office of the general manager who was third owner of the radio station. The station was owned by Bob Freeman, the general manager, Lowell Denniston, Mr. D's, the grocery market guy, and then Frank Carney of Pizza Hut came in. Yeah. But the owner, manager, I could say, hey, Bob, let's go to lunch. That was the owner. Yeah, let's go. And that's the way it was
in those days. Yeah,
now, they deregulated the whole thing a few years later, and now it was like they were playing with Monopoly money. They started trading. You know, they traded radio stations like every other week you were working for somebody. As a matter of fact, and since I've been here at, KNSS, how many owners have we had in 28 years?
I think we're about seven or eight. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that in under 30 years. So the corporations have taken over. They're looking for economy of scale in their labor, which means how can we do a whole lot more with a whole lot fewer people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it's a fact of life. I mean,
and that's it's, other businesses do.
They
this
do
as
the
well,
same thing.
Yeah.
They look at people like us, the labor part, as an expense, not an investment, not something really crucial to your product, an expense. But anyway, that's the way it's changed for me. It's very impersonal with the ownership.
You were in radio for many years. There was a short time there you were out of radio, and that set up this amazing
second run
chapter in your life that has lasted now almost three decades. And did that give you perspective, not being on the radio for a few years?
Let me do this first. You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. Use my radio voice. Our guest interviewer is Ted Woodward. Now, the question was... I was out of... Oh, yeah.
Did being out of radio give you a different perspective?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm working 8 to 5, which I hated. Absolutely hated. You get a little... you got an hour locked for lunch if you want. Well, where am I going to go? Go spend $20? No.
No.
So I'm eating sack lunches. I hated it. I hated it. But it was a good company, and I worked with some very nice people. But it wasn't radio, and I knew by about the second day on the job that it wasn't for me. I stayed 3.5 years.
Yeah. Well, you got to make a living.
You got to have a paycheck. You got to get in college and so forth. So,
but eventually, this job came open.
This job was an opportunity. I mean, I'm so glad. After Tim Link called, and Jack Oliver, they were involved in it. And I think Jackie Wise, our good friend Jackie Wise, was the real shaker that said, hey, get him now. She was a terrific person. She was our manager here for a while. And I don't know, we got in there and it was a fun format. We just, heavy news, very serious stuff from time to time, but we had a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fun format. We and I and Dave Wilson, Mike Kennedy, we've had a good time.
And the process of getting up and putting together all that news every day, you've been doing that for a long time. And it's a lot of work that people don't know that we're working at it.
Yeah, it's like what you hear is the tip of a big iceberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony Deusing, our brand manager, was saying when I interviewed him the other day for this show, he said his rule of thumb was he tell people for every hour you're on the air, there's at least an hour of show prep.
Yep.
And I would go, but I'm a little different. I don't know. I guess I'm a little compulsive, but it's just more than an hour for me. To get it right and as close to perfect as I can. I'm like that. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time on prep, a lot of time.
And then coming over here to KNSS, you got paired up with me, someone who is a generation younger than you. Usually when you have a team, they're pretty much in the same age, but you and I have a little bit of an age gap, but yet we've been able to make it work.
Well, I think it might have been one of the better parts of working at Bright Voices. I did work with people your age and younger even, and kind of adjusted to it and the way they do things, the way you do things, and it was painless. I mean, I didn't see any difference between you and me and our work habits, anything else. Looked like you were going to get the job done no matter what it took. So that's okay. That's the way I want to do it. So, yeah. I didn't see a gap. You know, your music that you like is different from mine and a few things like that. But, hey, that didn't mean anything. Yeah. We agree on one thing. We want to do some great radio.
Exactly. You know, one of the things about radio, too, I was thinking about, if you're on TV and you go into the grocery store, everybody knows who you are.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're on radio, you go into the grocery store, you're still anonymous. If someone hears your voice, there's always some, seems like there's someone within an earshot that recognizes your
have
voice.
Have you noticed that? I have, too. Every now and then somebody will go, hey, I know that voice.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything special about it, but I guess it is. You're right. You get on TV because I've done a little TV, and boy, if you get your face on TV, they know you, and they're gonna tell you exactly what they think.
Would you list one or two people in your life that have been your mentors or someone that greatly influenced you?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I know sometimes it's hard to think of that.
You know, you go to your parents, your dad and mom. Yeah. I know you're the same way.
Yep.
I'm trying to think back. The coaches, I had coaches in school. Most of them were very autocratic in those days.
Yeah.
I didn't find out till years later that one of them was a war hero. And two of them.
Yeah.
In Korea, different places. But they weren't touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't want to be out here for sports, go do something else. I'm not going to sugarcoat you. You know, okay, fine. So the coaches... I don't know. I can't think of any.
Well, that's fine. The
teachers I had, Edgar.
Yes,
great teachers.
Yeah, me too. And I look at some of the things in your career too, and I know that a great honor that came your way was being named a Kansas Association of Broadcasters inductee into the Hall of Fame.
That was in 2008, and you know, I know other guys that I know pretty well that say, "Oh yeah, big deal." They're in the hall, and they kind of blow it off. I said, "Really?" Really?
No, it's a big deal.
You know, if I was a plumber and there was a plumber Hall of Fame, I'd want to be in there.
Yeah.
And I'd want to, you know. And so finally, we got in there in 2008, and Mitch Holtus, the voice of the Chiefs, was there. He went in at the same time. And Merrill Teller.
Yes.
At the same time from TV Weatherman. And Jim O'Donnell posthumously.
Yeah, another
that
legend.
Class of 2008, we had some pretty good guys in there with
great
me.
Great class.
But it's an honor, Ted. I mean, I cherish it. I, you know, what are you going to do? That's the kind of thing when you go to the cemetery and you look at my stone someday, it might say that, you know, KAB Hall of Fame on there. I don't know. But it is an honor, and I admit it.
Jeez. And then 10 years after that, we got another massive honor when our show won the National Marconi Award, which is another just flagship part of our careers.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge achievement. I mean, it's... They don't pass those things out. I mean, you got to be good, and that's a national award. And we're proud of that. I sure am. I just think that's great, the Marconi Award.
And of course, over the years, you've gotten to do some pretty amazing interviews along the way. You've interviewed politicians and movie stars and everything.
Yeah, Linda Blair.
I know you enjoyed the Linda Blair interview from The Exorcist. That was a biggie.
Well, you know, I was doing a talk show at the time. At KFH, when she was about 3 or 4 years into it, she was in town. This is the little girl in Exorcist.
Right.
And they were doing a promotion someplace, I think raising some money, and she was signing cans of pea soup and giving them to people. And she came on for me for about an hour live in the studio, just a delightful young woman. And we had a ball with her. She was great. I remember interviewing Nancy Landon Kassebaum.
Yeah.
I think I only got Nancy one time.
Okay.
And just an incredible presence. She has a charisma that says, you're the only person in the world, and I want to hear everything you have to, and she wins you over. Of course, her dad ran for president, yep. Alf. So, yeah, that was a good one. There's been so many others, Ted. I don't recall.
Are you
them.
Getting that same vibe from me here today?
What?
That I interview you and feel like you're the most important person in the room?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I think you're probably thinking about lunch now.
Guess I've got something to work on. You mentioned the word family earlier, and I know your family is very important to you, and that's a huge part of your life.
Yeah. Well, Dad, you know, the great thing is that so many kids today don't have what I had and what you had. you went to home, you went to school, you went home in the afternoon, your mom was there, and she was there, and your dad came home later.
Yep.
And you sat down at the dinner table almost every night, and to be raised in that atmosphere, and with, I had three brothers, I can't say there was a lot of love there. There was a lot of competition, and a lot of, you know, byplay, but they were all right. I didn't have one I hated or anything, so we got along pretty well. Yeah, family was vacations. Oh, it's just living the life.
And now you're on the other side of that, children and grandchildren that are a huge part of your life going forward.
Well, they are, and there's nothing like being granddad. And the other night I was over to my daughter's house, and one of my granddaughters was wrapping presents, and you know, just sitting there, and I, you know, being a granddad, I don't have to scold them, I don't have to tell them what to do, I don't have any responsibilities except just to enjoy them. And grandkids are great. I just love grandkids. My two grown children were terrific. I never had any problems with them. They pretty much behave themselves. I could go tell a few stories, but that's not what I'm here for today. But family is so important. And I think if you really step back and, you know, if it would be philosophical for a minute, family is, in this country, is just, it's a wreck. It's terrible. You know, the people with, they have children, they don't have a husband or wife, and they're doing all these, it's a huge challenge. If you don't have a good family, it's just, it's tougher. It's so much tougher. You got one minute.
Well, good.
Wait a minute. Yeah, one minute.
Well, what, so the broadcasting career is coming to an end. What does Steve McIntosh do now after this? What will be your, taking up your time in future months?
First of all, I'm going to sleep in till 4 o'clock every day.
A.M.
No, I've got some little projects around that. So I wonder, what I'd really like to do is find some sort of a part-time thing where there's not too many demands, where I could make a little money on the side, or something where I can just volunteer work for a nonprofit and spend some time like that. I've thought of a couple of things. I'm going to keep reading, as I always do. I'm going to keep exercising and looking for ways to enjoy the life with my beautiful wife, Shelley. And she's a big part of it. You didn't ask about her, but she's a big part of it. Hey, Destin, I want to thank you for the interview today, and we are out of time.
Oh, no.
Our guest interviewer is Ted Woodward, and maybe we'll do this again sometime. Who knows? That's all for this edition of Issues. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.